Hello and welcome back to another episode of Gabby AF. I must have spoken into existence and said that I believed because my next guest just showed up within a few minutes and I'm super excited to have him. So join me in welcoming Joe Hendry to Gabby AF today. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you. I guess I like said your name and you just appeared because I wasn't fully expecting to be interviewing you today, but I'm pleasantly surprised and I'm happy you got it together for me. I'm a little excited.
Well, Gabby, as you've seen, there's a lot of people on a lot of wrestling shows saying my name right now. So it's difficult to appear in multiple places at once, but I chose to appear here. So
I'm actually excited you mentioned that because that's what I want to start off with. You know, Pat McAfee obviously mentioned you with Drew on Raw on Monday night. And then you got a nice little shout out NXT last night when they said, you know, you say your name and she appears. So, I mean, these references are happening all over the place. How does that make you feel that you're kind of everywhere without being everywhere?
It's awesome. I just remember a time during lockdown where, you know, my dream just felt so far away. And I just had this faith and this belief that I had something to offer professional wrestling. And, you know, I got back on the grind. I was fortunate enough to be signed by TNA. I've had such a great time thus far, just learning this craft and just giving it my best. And it's just been so awesome. And so to get that respect from, you know, and acknowledgement across professional wrestling has been, you know, very humbling and awesome. But the funny thing was actually about last night. So me, Damo, Axel Teicher, Scotty Too Hot, he was there. We were all at Ace Steel's, which is about 7 minutes from where that all took place.
Wow.
And me, Damo, and Axel ended up having dinner at like the restaurant across from where it's filmed. So this is going
That's
on.
So funny.
Literally, like, I could have held my breath and walked in, you know.
Oh my
so
god!
So it's very cool. I love it.
That's actually hilarious. Imagine you just showed up when they said that, and like you just walked in, and we're just like sitting watching the show. Like the madness that would ensue. That people were like, "Oh my god, he actually shows up!" If you mention him, that would have been funny.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey, you said my name. You said my name."
Listen, you know, but no, I love that so much. Like it's kind of awesome, and you mentioned kind of the hardships that you went through in the pandemic. So you're so grateful to be where you are and in TNA now. Talk a little bit about that and like the happiness you do feel being in TNA, because you've kind of cemented yourself as this name for that company. And, you know, it's gotta be a good feeling considering the hardships that you did go through to get to this place now.
I just wouldn't change a thing. I would not change a thing. You know, there are some, I know there were people who, there were moments where, I'll tell you, I actually had this conversation with I keep saying Scotty Too Hot, Scott Garland. I had this conversation with him last night. And the match I had with him was a turning point in my career where we had a match and I did an entrance on him and stuff like that. And the crowd were just rocking. And there was about 300 people there in a brewery in Newcastle, England. And in that moment, I just looked around, I saw all the reactions and we're standing in the ring. And I thought to myself, you know, if it never gets bigger than this, if it's just this brew, it's the event was in a brewery. I'm like, if it's just this brewery in Newcastle and it doesn't get any bigger than this, I will give it my absolute best. And so I let go of having to achieve these certain metrics of, oh, well, I must win this title by this age or do this by that age. It became about the process and a love of the game. And instead of thinking about what the business could do for me, it became about what's the best reaction we can get. And then I started making content with that philosophy and became obsessed with the process of getting better. And then all the things that I was hoping for, they happened. So, and they are happening. So that was the turning point for me, was loving the process of the game. And again, last night, training at Ace Steel's, like me and Damo were in the ring, and Damo was my first trainer in 2013. So it was just this really cool moment to be in there with my first coach and my new coach. Meanwhile, I'm getting, you know, there's alluded to me on TV shows that were right next. It was just,
That's
you know,
crazy.
it was an amazing. It's yeah, it's just it's fun, you know. But at the end of the day, here's the thing. It's my job to be a draw for TNA wrestling. All the other stuff's fun. All the other stuff's cool. But at the end of the day, I'm a professional. I have a job, and that job is to be a draw for TNA wrestling. I look at what Jordan is doing in the knockouts division, and I know in my heart that I can do that in the heavyweight division.
Yeah, I mean, what Jordan just did in that pay-per-view, you even saw a little bit of crossover with Ash by Elegance, who was representing TNA too, with the run-in at the pay-per-view. You know, people think these might be little Easter eggs for someone like you to have some kind of crossover with NXT or WWE. Obviously, we don't know anything about that. But if that were to happen, is there anyone you have your eye on, not only in NXT? I know that's the kind of crossover, but even in the WWE in general or just NXT?
I can't tell you why. This sounds crazy. And I'm just going to, I want you to save this clip because I don't know how it's, the fact that NXT is working with TNA, the fact that being a TNA talent, we now have the possibility, we can now think about all these matchups and situations. I'm going to say a few crazy things right here because I just believe it to be true. If you go online, you will find a promo of me in 2017 calling out The Rock. And I just, for whatever reason, believe in my heart that one day I will stand and face The Rock in a professional wrestling ring. That, I just don't know why. I just think it's going to happen one day. I think that, you know, I really like to watch a lot of in-depth pro wrestling interviews. I watched one with Cody Rhodes on Ariel Helwani. I watched one with John Cena, with Chris Van Vliet. I'm doing Chris Van Vliet show as well, which is pretty cool to do it after.
Love him.
Those big names have done it. But I watched these clips and I feel like now the position I'm in, I hear little nuggets of information that wouldn't have meant as much to me before, but now I understand. John Cena said the reason there's so many stars rising in professional wrestling right now is because the field is wide open. And when he said that, it just triggered something in me. And I was like, it is. The field is wide open. And then I started to think about putting a strategy together for my social media and stuff like that. And I don't know, I just feel like, you know, when I was 15, I was not able to go to a professional wrestling match for whatever reason, but my friend did. My friend got the VIP to go, and it was a SmackDown. And he went to the VIP, and I got a call from his mobile at 15 years old. And I pick up the phone, and I hear, "Yo, it's your boy John Cena." And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
John Cena talked to me on the phone for 10 minutes. There's a line. I know there would be a huge line. Talked to me on the phone for 10 minutes. And we talked about his career. And I told him, says, "I think you're going to win the title at the next WrestleMania." And he did. And I don't know. I think there's something full circle. Sorry, my alarm's going off there. I think there's something full circle that could happen with John Cena. I don't know. Just me. I feel we're going to cross back. Those are a few names that, wow, that I'll throw out. But, you know, ultimately, Moose is the TNA champion, and I have probably the best record in the company of wins and losses against Moose. And, yeah, the goal for me now is I have to start working towards becoming the champion in TNA wrestling, because all these possibilities are super exciting and all that. But here's the thing. My goal, my sole focus is to become a draw for TNA wrestling, to become someone that when they announce me for shows, people come to the building. They buy, I want to have the best selling merch. I want to be the one that moves tickets. I want to be the guy that can be depended on. That is what I want to do. I'm going to throw out one other name.
Do it.
CM Punk.
Wow, okay. You didn't get to sit on a phone with CM Punk for 10 minutes too, like the John Cena thing. That just blew my mind a little bit, I'm not going to lie. That would be the coolest circle moment, by the way, of you being in a match with John. After you just told me that story, like, honestly would give me goosebumps, I think.
So CM Punk and I didn't talk on the phone, but we have spoken, and I told him that I admired his work, and I hope that we cross paths one day. And I thought he was a great dude.
I love that. So, I mean, someone else we have to throw out there that you guys have been really saying nice things about each other is Drew McIntyre. Would you ever want to be in the ring with him? Would you want to be tag team partners with him, though, because you guys like each other so much? Or would you rather just beat the shit out of each other, you know?
Oh, I'll tell you, Drew told me, he was like, I'm the most physical wrestler in the world. And he was not kidding. Drew is awesome. And he's earned every bit of success that he's had. And I am 100% team Drew. So I right now, he's having such a moment in professional wrestling. And I'm so excited for what he's doing right now. You know,
yeah, no, for sure.
And I'm very grateful to have had his influence and mentor. Sorry, this is a bit delayed. Apologies, not me.
It's okay. Yeah, no, Drew's like hitting on all cylinders right now, so it's kind of like awesome. And I love that when the stuff happened with Pat on Raw, it was with Drew in the ring, because it was kind of like a nice little ode to you and your friendship with him. But you mentioned obviously TNA wanting to be the draw for TNA. Are we going to be seeing you at Against All Odds this weekend in Chicago?
I will be there. I will. I've already been confirmed for that show. And if you want to know what I'll be doing this weekend, then you just go watch TNA wrestling.
Maybe you just come up and kick the shit out of Moose and challenge him for the title. I don't know. Maybe that's what I would do.
I am confirmed for that show. However, if you want to know exactly what I'll be doing on that show, then my advice would be to watch TNA Wrestling this week to find that out. But I will be there, so make sure that you come down. As for Moose, I think a receipt is due. He speared the hell out of me recently on television, so I definitely have my eyes set on him. But, you know, the system are a formidable organization, and yeah, this is going to be a challenge. This could take a bit of time, but I gotta be honest, I always say this: wrestling is at its best when anything could happen, and I don't know what is going on right now. No one knows anything that's going on. Like, and just to be clear, I know nothing. See, when people are like, are you going to be doing this next week?
Yeah,
are you going to be doing that next week? I have no idea, and I love it. I'm ready for whatever. So who knows?
That's how it should be, though. Even as a fan, like, I don't want to know. Like, I don't click the spoilers. Like, I'm not the person who's like, I need to know before it happens, because I like to be surprised. And I feel like nobody likes that anymore. You know, everything you need to know right away, or you want to be the first to know, or you want to spoil it for people. Like, that shit just pisses me off. I don't know if that's just me, because I am a fan, obviously, even though I'm like in it. So like, when surprises do happen, I'm like, oh, they got me. Like, I get excited if I'm like, God, you know what I mean? I feel like that's like almost a lost art now in a certain way, which is sad.
Yeah, it is. And but I think that right now wrestling is better than I can remember it being in about 20 years. I'm so excited to be a part of the business right now. And just to go back to kind of what you were saying earlier, like, for me, I'm at a place in my life right now where I'm pretty happy, you know. And I'm, you know, for me, I was talking to Damo and Axel about this last night. It's like, I think when you first get into wrestling, it's like you've got this hunger to get noticed and prove something, and it's me against the world. And I'm just at this point now where I'm trying to take joy in like the day-to-day moments. Like, the things I get super excited about are like, you know, when I get home, like taking my dog for a walk because I haven't seen him in a little while, and the reaction I'm going to get when I come home and see him. And I'm at this point now where I'm very grateful for the fact that, you know, how many people get to do their dream job, and then how many people get to do their dream job and experience what I'm experiencing right now. It's I'm very grateful for it, and I do not take it lightly. There are very few times that the universe will throw you opportunities like the opportunities I've had over the last couple of years. And I've learned that when they come, you have to seize them with both hands. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm trying to get everything right. I'm trying to just continue to grow as a performer in every area and just give this my absolute best. But overall, I'm in a good place, and I'm just really at a point in my life where I can enjoy this and just do my best for the fans, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's such an amazing mindset. I feel like it's not everybody's mindset. Everyone always wants more, and then you almost get lost in the moment when you are gifted something to like take that and run. But you mentioned, obviously, I love the word that you say as a performer, because music is so obviously a big part of what makes you unique in this space. I mean, congratulations, you just hit 1 million views on YouTube with your song, which is just insane. That's 1 million people. Like, that's a crazy milestone. Like, how does that feel for you to have that take off for you like it did? Because you were on the charts, you were trending. Like, that's got to be an amazing feeling. Like, as even as a musician, performer, whatever you want to call yourself, like, that's such a big deal.
Yeah, it gives me a similar feeling that I had in 2016. I started wrestling in 2013, and in 2016, I wrestled Kurt Angle in the main event of an internet pay-per-view with Jim Ross and Jim Cornette commentating. And that was just such a leap from what it was like, whoa, it was like your dream is happening in real time. And, you know, I was a musician for such a long time, and I'd let go of the idea of ever having any success with music. So for that to happen, it really validated it. Like, it really validated all the work that I'd put in as a songwriter, because I just wouldn't be in the position that I'm in right now if I couldn't write songs the way that I can write songs. For whatever reason, that's just a talent that I have. It's something I worked on. I've done my 10, 20, 30,000 hours on it. So to get the recognition and to make something that has been received so well like this, it's awesome. Like, I'm just very grateful for it. Honestly, I feel like I've lived 10 lives. And you know, if it was to all end tomorrow, like, you know, I'd be grateful for everything. But now it just feels like everything's a bonus and I can just enjoy it. So who knows what's next? I think I probably need to put out an album. I think I probably need to put out another single. I think really, to be honest, when I started a couple of years ago, or not start a couple of years ago, but when I started and a couple of years ago and kind of in that journey, you're looking for an opportunity to kick the door down. The challenge now is picking which opportunity you're going to go with. So I'll give you an example. So I got offered like a music tour in the United Kingdom, which would be a really cool opportunity. However, I look at what I'm doing in wrestling right now, and that is where the focus needs to be. Could I be doing things that would, you know, could I go viral again with another song right now? Probably. Could I do things that would, you know, net me X cash immediately? Yes, probably. But I know in my heart that I have to dedicate my efforts to my performances in TNA wrestling. Like, that is, that has to be the focus. You cannot be an expert in all these different areas. I have to really focus in and show the company that I can be a draw. I want to show the company that I can be the draw. You know, that's right. What I need to do. And I can't do that if I'm off doing music over here and I'm off doing this opportunity here. So it's a balance, but again, it's a great problem to have.
Right. No, I mean, for sure. If you come out with an album, though, who are you collabing with? I know there was a little talk. You were talking about the New Day a little bit, wanting to do like a song with them. Like, is that going to be a thing? Are you going to have some collabs if you do an album? When you get to the right time and you could focus on it, you know?
I would love to do something with the New Day. I've met Xavier Woods once before. Great guy. We had a very brief conversation recently. I think you know, an enthusiastic conversation about maybe collaborating on something. But I just got to, you know, again, I got to do things the right way. There's intellectual property in place. There's copyrights in place. I don't just want to put something out there and infringe on that. So I want to make sure that what we're being professional. I'm being professional and doing it within the lines. You know, we can have fun and we can push the boundaries a little bit with, you know, there's some mentions here and maybe I post a couple things here and all that. But when you're actually, you know, releasing a song or something like that, I've got to make sure that I'm doing things the right.
Yeah, no, and of course that makes sense. But I'm excited for the Joe Henry album to hit at some point. Once you got the title and you're walking around, you got to have the album at some point, you know. And then everyone's going to be singing
your
song.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, when And when I like when you say when you get the title. I know I need to start. I need to
Get
start with
that first,
that self
but you know.
confidence. Yeah, it's listen, it's it you never say never. That's got to be the goal. I got to figure out how I can get through the system. I got to figure out, there's, if you think about the challengers that we could potentially have in TNA wrestling, the roster's absolutely stacked from top to bottom. We have an unbelievable roster. And that's what's so amazing about what Jordan's done recently. Jordan went in there and absolutely killed it and did a phenomenal job. I've said this before, she's such a leader. Like, she's awesome in all areas. And there's other people on her roster who could go in there and kill it as well, So it's like, I'm just so proud to be on this roster. So I got some tough competition, but I think the fans are behind me, and I think, I've never challenged for the world title. I've never challenged for the world title before. So
Not
who
yet.
knows?
See, that this is the Jersey attitude, though, by the way, which I want to kind of throw upon you. You got to just say, like, when it happens, it's going to happen this year. Because when you put it out there is when it happens. You got to be a little more like Jersey in that sense. You know, you're like very kind because you're from a different country and you're like nice, but I'm going to teach you how to be
Only
like
things
manifesting it.
I appreciate that. The only things I know about Jersey are, one, there's a South Park episode. I think it's called It's a
Don't
Jersey Thing.
ever watch South Park and think that
What?
that's what Jersey is like, because
Okay.
it's not.
And then you know what the other one's going to be, right?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
What do you think it's going to be?
Is it going to say Jersey Shore, like the show? See, yeah, but none of those people are from New Jersey, and I say this to every person,
Really?
like none of them, but maybe one of them, it like the situation's the only one who's like actually from the Jersey Shore. The rest of them are from, some are from like Staten Island, like different, like which is New York, by the way. But like, I don't know anybody like them. Like, yeah, people are like that, but the majority of like where I grew up in Jersey, it's not like that. And I feel bad for wrestlers. You guys fly into like Newark, and Newark is disgusting and it smells. So that's what you think Jersey is like.
Oh, wait,
And
is
it's
the
not.
Sopranos New Jersey?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, well, that negates any negative press,
I was just gonna say, that's, you can't hate the Sopranos and then hate on New Jersey. It's all kind of the same. And have you
Oh,
ever had like Jersey? Can't hate what? What were you gonna say? Because I
you
hope it's
can't hate the
nice.
Sopranos. If someone
No.
hates that is a huge red flag for me. If someone goes, "I didn't really like the Sopranos," I'm like, I don't wear glasses, but glasses would come off, and I'd look at them with squinted eyes, and I go, "What? That,
Yeah.
yeah."
I don't believe in you if you don't like the Sopranos. That's what I would say to somebody, basically.
That should be my catchphrase. It doesn't, flow quite as well, but the sentiment is there.
That's actually amazing. I would never have pinned Joe Hendry as like a Sopranos fan because it's so different than like
I'm
Joe
Gabby, I'm
Hendry.
quite a deep intellectual person. I'll have you know. I'll have you know.
I mean, it actually, when someone says they're deep and intellectual, I feel like they're not, because you have to say that. That's like when I say like, oh, I'm really, really nice. People are like, you're probably not nice if you have to say that you're
Oh
nice.
yeah, if anyone who says they're nice, that's immediate red flag.
Well, you have a lot of, you just said two red flags. You already have, how many red flags do you have for people?
I'm very choosy. I'm very
Interesting.
picky.
Well, because you are, well, we could talk about this because I talk about dating on my show. You're single, right? You're like a single guy. You're not married, no girlfriend, anything. I don't know. I don't know if you talk about that or not.
Hey, listen, that's you're prying a little bit into Joe Hendry's business
Uh-oh.
here. Let's wait for the biography to come out, and then can.
Once you get the title, we'll talk
But
about it. How about that? When you win the title, because I've put it in the universe now, we can have that conversation about things. You don't agree?
I don't really think negotiating is your strength, Gabby. I just well, I, yeah, it was just like you with the title, and then we get to talk about your personal life. Not really sure what the
What
net
do you
wins for you
mean?
there.
Everyone wants to know. I think that's a good thing. People would be like, oh,
Yeah,
wow,
that's what everyone else gets, but
he's also sensitive and he's open and he likes to have conversation. That's a good thing. I think a lot of
it
girls listen
is.
to my show. I was just trying to help
I
you
think
out.
I'm. I don't know. I know. Like, so, I mean, is that true? Am I sensitive? I'm a total nerd. I will say that. And I think I'm. Yeah. If I was, we're getting deep here. If I was
I
to
didn't even think
evaluate
this was a
myself,
deep question. That's
I.
why it's hilarious. Like, I am such an open book. Like, I didn't think that was a deep question. So I feel bad if I put you on the spot.
Well, if you think about it, like I live in Scotland, I work over here, always busy, super hyper focused on work. I'm sure I'm a joy to be around. But yeah, I think dating professional wrestlers isn't always the easiest.
I'm sure you guys travel so much. It's a hectic schedule. It's got to be very difficult. And I get it. Listen, I'm very busy. That's why I'm single. It's the same thing. So I get it. We can relate and have the conversation without it being weird. I did have someone on.
I didn't think it was weird until you said it was weird.
Well, I guess it's not weird. But someone I did have on the show, by the way, that is from Ireland and was on a Love Island, who you might be familiar with, and we talked about dating on the show, was Adam, which I just dawned on me that
that's
you definitely
my tag team partner in the UK.
That's your boy. That's actually so funny.
Yeah.
Listen,
so we had I, a tag team. We had a tag team called Swipe Right.
Amazing. That's amazing.
And we only did two shows as Swipe Right, but I think we need to bring it back. I wrote a song for her entrance and it's an absolute banger. So I need to put that out.
That's the next song you gotta put out.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Listen,
it's up there. It's one of the better songs I've written.
I think he's gotta come over here already. I told him. I'm like, what are you doing? You like, obviously I think he's trying, but like if they brought the two of you back, that would be kind of insane. He's like a monster. He's like a beast. And he's got all like the reality TV fans against him. All the women love him. You know what I mean? Swipe Right is a good name.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm going to tell him. I think I'm going to tell him it's got to happen. And now maybe I could like be your guys' manager or something. And we could all be like single talking about these fun things together.
Look at you going into business for yourself.
That's what I do. I'm from New Jersey. This is what we do, Joe.
Ah, it's a Jersey thing.
It is a Jersey thing. And I'm a little excited about it. Well, now that this took a hard right in like a different kind of way, and it's not a swipe right. This took a very hard right from us talking about all the good things that are happening for you. You're probably like, I'm never talking to this girl ever again, but that's fine. You were very nice to me when I was at TNA though. What was it, like a month ago when I did all that stuff? So that was fun. I will say, I think the TNA locker room is incredibly supportive and like kind. Like you guys really all seem to like support each other and really root for each other. And the way you guys talk about each other, even on social media, even being there, like it's real and it's not like bullshit that you guys all want to make the company look good by making each other look good. And I think that shows with how every time I talk to somebody from TNA, you guys are just happy. Like you use the word happy to explain yourself. And a lot of people probably can't say that everywhere they are. So that's kind of a cool thing for you. And I'm happy that you're happy.
It's a special time, like in my life for sure. Like it's, to be honest with you, when you dream of being a professional wrestler, it's everything that I hoped it would be.
Oh, that was so sweet. That was such a nice thing to say. That was such a little thing, good way to end the interview. Well, normally I do in the interview and I ask the person that I'm interviewing, like, what is your end goal for 2024? Because I want to clip it and then look back on the interview to see if it's happened for you. And you could be like, wow, now it's happened. So we talked a little bit about that, but I'm going to end it with that question. Like, what 2024, by the end of this year, what do you see for yourself where that would make you happy?
I'm happy right now. That's
well,
a tough question.
I know.
I've got to be honest, like I don't have any professional expectations. All I need to do, you know, there's so many elements in this business that we can control and so many that we cannot control.
Right.
And all I need to do to be happy and satisfied is to know that I gave it my absolute best. So regardless of what happens, you know, whether I can get a championship opportunity or not, you know, whether certain people say my name and I appear, you know, who knows? All I need to know is I gave it my absolute best, because I will tell you, regret is something I don't want to live with. So I want to look back and go, I gave that my absolute best. And no matter what the outcome is, as long as I give it my best, I'm happy with that. You know, I'm absolutely happy with that. I'll tell you what I would like.
Okay.
I would like a moment, and I don't know what that moment looks like, but you know, you can visualize things clearly in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had a few moments like this where like something really spectacular happened in my life. So one of them was when I was about, when I was like a couple of years into pro wrestling, I started amateur wrestling at 26, which is very late. And I did it because CM Punk had just signed with UFC. And at the time, that was like the competition. And I thought, man, I better, you know, get really work on the this, like, because I had a judo background. I was like, I better make some moves here into, you know, real fighting and grappling, you know, just to, so there's options in the future.
Right.
So I started amateur wrestling, and I had a lot of people telling me that I was, it was not a smart move. I had people telling me that I shouldn't do it. And I just told them, I says, I believe in my heart that I can win the national championship. And I tried my hardest, and I won two national titles, one in freestyle, one in Greco. And at the start of 2017, I wrote it down on a piece of paper, you will be the British champion. And I remember when I won my final and the referee's hand went down, and then I went outside and I called my dad, and I was just like, I did it. And it was just like one of these crazy moments. And then, so I got to go to the Commonwealth Games. This is one of the best moments in my life, I'm going to tell you, but I hope I'm not taking up too much time. I know at the start I was like, you know, you were talking about time, and here I am holding you back, you know, but
no, not at all.
What happened was I went to do the Commonwealth Games in Australia, which is like, it's like the Olympics minus the USA and Russia. So you got a better chance. You got a better chance, right? So I get to represent Scotland at the Commonwealth Games after I won the championship. And I felt, as good as it was, I felt very alone. I felt very empty as a human being. I felt like I was on the wrong path. And I felt like a fraud because I was doing pro wrestling and I was doing amateur wrestling at the same time. And everyone's like, you must be doing so well. But in the run up to the games, I wasn't allowed to do professional wrestling matches. So I couldn't make money. So I was poorer than poor. I was losing money. And I had to go over to Australia. Meanwhile, my bills are continuing back home. So I'm in quite a dire place while I'm Wow. getting all this media attention, all this. And I'm like, this is fake. I was just like, I'm doing well publicly, but my life's a mess, you know. And I just felt so alone in Australia, about to represent my country where I should be happy. And I was just like, it was just weird. I felt guilty for having those feelings. And then I went to walk out at the opening ceremony, which is a huge deal, and I get this phone from a phone call from my dad, and he says, where are you? And I was like, I'm thinking, Dad, I'm literally like on TV seconds away from walking out. In my head, I'm like, well, of course, he's right. got to know what I'm doing. Why is he yeah. calling me? And he goes, I'm here. And I was like, what? You're here. And so my dad, like, it's, I get emotional talking about it. So my dad yeah. used like his payout, his initial payout that he got from his pension to fly to Australia, oh. which couldn't be further from Scotland, to watch me compete, right? Now, to tie it back to what I said earlier, I didn't win, right? But I gave it my absolute best, and that's all that mattered. So that moment, to me, was one of the best moments of my life. And then after that, we just hired bikes, and we cycled around the Gold Coast in Australia, you know? And I mm-hmm. just thought, wow, that was pretty special. And to tie that back to what I'm doing now, those moments are so rare. I'd like to have another moment like that where something happens and there's my friends, there's my family, and we just, you know, share some food, some good times, and through all the craziness of the journey and professional wrestling, we just take a second to go, we did it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that moment is. I want a moment where I can share it with my friends and my family.
Oh, that's such a good answer. That's the first time we've gotten an answer where it wasn't a specific championship or title or something like that. Like, you just want a specific moment. And you know what, Joe, I believe in you that you're going to get that moment by the end of 2024. thank you for sharing that story. That was an amazing story. And I know that was, you know, you got a little emotional. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. That was a
yeah, awesome we were close. Story. I was close to crying on your podcast.
Oh my God. Don't cry. Cause when guys cry, it gets me. And I am not a crier, but when guys cry, it's like a thing. But thank you for feeling so comfortable with me yeah. enough to share that close. Story. I know. I feel special.
No problem at all.
I feel kind of, I'm a little special. We're like good friends now, Joe.
Yeah. Good friends. I don't know why I balled my fist up like that. I meant like, yeah, not as in like.
Don't hurt. Don't.
That was weird. I know that was weird. I didn't mean it like that. But
I'm
yes,
going to clip the clip, by the way. You talking about me with the closed fist because that'll get views for sure.
Oh, no. There's what headlines are going to come out of this? It is weird at the moment. Everything I say turns into a story. It's great at the moment.
That's amazing.
It's an interesting time. It's an interesting time. So I posted a picture beside the pool yesterday, and it was very obviously Orlando, but I just tagged it as East Kilbride, Scotland, because that's where I live.
Yeah.
So having a bit of fun with it.
Oh man, you're teasing the public, but that's the way you got to do it. That keeps them interested, you know?
So, yeah, it's an interesting time in life for sure.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out of that busy life to talk with me. I've really had so much fun chatting with you and getting to know you and really squeezing the juice out of you about Joe Hendry. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you've had fun too.
I have had fun.
That's a very convincing way of saying you've had fun.
No, I have. He's like running. I have had fun.
Oh man. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hopefully I will see you soon. Maybe we'll see you this weekend at Against All Odds. I will keep my eyes peeled for the trouble you're going to cause. I'm excited about it. Hopefully.
I will be Against All Odds. I know there's a lot of speculation, but I give you my word. I will be Against All Odds.
I'm excited. And then maybe some Easter eggs to see you in some other places. We don't know. If you haven't listened to his single yet, go listen and download it, because it's over a million hits and views. So you're going to be late to the party if you don't believe in Joe Hendry. That's just my advice to everybody listening. So you're welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much, everyone listening. I will be back next week for another episode of Gabby AF. Until then, love you most. No backs.